In the tabernacle, all things point to Christ. All things point to Christ. Every little detail points to Christ. We're going to read chapter 26 of the book of Wehi Lashemot, or Exodus. Remember, Wehi Lashemot, that is the name of the book. It ends, and these names, and then Exodus means the way out, or the road out. Ex and hodos, two Greek words. We got our words, the names of the Old Testament books from the Greek Septuagint, not from the Hebrew. During the time that Jesus walked on this earth and preached, and during his ministry, he quoted the book of the Septuagint, that is, more than he did the Hebrew. He did correct it occasionally and quoted the Hebrew, and then corrected the Hebrew also, how they had translated it. Verse number 26. Remember, all things point to Christ. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle. And the word tabernacle means what? Dwelling place. You shall make my dwelling place with 10 curtains of fine twisted linen, and blue and purple and scarlet material. You shall make them with cherubim, or cherubim as the Hebrew, and the work of a skillful workman. And these were inspired workmen. And look at this. The fine twisted linen, blue and purple and scarlet material. Blue means what? Heavenly. Purple means royal. And scarlet means that his blood was shed. And the thousands of the animals' blood that would be shed over the many years until Christ came. Each curtain shall be 28 cubits. And of course, a cubit is 18 inches, a foot and a half. 28 cubits. And the width of each curtain, 4 cubits, and all the curtains shall have the same measurements. 5 curtains shall be joined one to another, and the other 5 shall be joined to one another. 5 and 5. 5 is the number of what? In the Bible. 5 is the number of grace. And you shall make loops of blue on the edge of the outermost curtain in the first set, and likewise you shall make them on the edge of the curtain, that is outermost, in the second set. Now the blue, it means all things in this tabernacle are linked to heaven. They're linked to heaven. You shall make 50 loops in one curtain, and you shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain, and 50 is 5 tens, isn't it? 5 tens. On the edge of the curtain, that is the second, set the loops that shall be opposite each other. And you shall make 50 clasps of gold. Gold represents what in the tabernacle? Divine. It's divine. It's divinity. And join the curtains one to another with clasps, that the dwelling place may be a unit. Verse number 7. And you shall make the curtains of goat's hair. For a tent over the tabernacle, you shall make 11 curtains in all. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, 3 tens. And the width of each curtain, 4 cubits. And the 11 curtains shall have the same measurements. And you shall join 5 curtains by themselves, and the other 6 curtains by themselves, and you shall double over the 6th curtain in the front of the tent. And you shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain, that is outmost to the first set, and 50 loops on the other edge of the curtain, that is outmost in the second set. And you shall make 50 clasps of bronze. What does bronze mean? What's that represent? Judgment. Now we have divinity, and we have bronze, we have judgment. And you shall put the clasps in the loops and join the tent together, that it may be a unit, one thing. Every part of this tabernacle points to Jesus. He is the tabernacle. God dwelled in human flesh among us, God's tabernacle, his dwelling place. And the overlapping part that is left over the curtains of the tent, The half curtain that is left over shall lap over the back of the tabernacle. And the one cubit on one side and one cubit on the other side, what is left over in the length of the curtain, and that shall be lap over the sides of the tabernacle, one on each side and one on the other to cover it. Now, this tabernacle is going to be covered up. The world will not see Jesus as he was. Only those on the inside. You shall make a covering for the tent of ram skins, dyed red, and a covering of porpoise skins above. Now, you shall make a covering for the tent of ram skins. Skins. The word in Latin is taxidermy. Taxi means tanned, and dermis means skin, tanned skins. When you do taxidermy, anytime you have leather shoes, you have leather coats or whatever, it has been taxidermied. The skins have been tanned. And the skins dyed red, and the covering of porpoise skins above. Now, the skins, the ram skins, are to be dyed red, which represents what?
Blood.
Now, as you look at this tabernacle, we'll take it up here, a facsimile of it. You'll see that it has curtains over it, and that's what the curtains are, what we're talking about here. Now, these curtains will cover it up. Now, they're beautiful in every way, but there's something different about it. The curtain on the outside is just a blackish brown. It's not beautiful. Jesus, even though he was divine, and Jesus, even though he was God in flesh, the rest of mankind looked not upon him as God, but as something to be derided. Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53 tells the story of the crucifixion. By the way, as Isaiah 53 tells it in Psalm 22, this was before crucifixion was even invented. Then you shall make the boards of the tabernacle of acacia wood standing upright. Jesus was dwelling, God dwelled in human flesh, just like ours, except without the contamination of sin or the infection of the cell element of Adam's blood in us. The blood of Jesus was divine blood. The acacia wood will not rot. Jesus' body would not rot in the grave because there was no sin in it to cause it to rot or decay. Now let's look at these boards. Each one of these boards represent Jesus. Wood represents humanity. And each board, 1.5 cubits, and the width of each board. And there shall be 2 tenons on each board fitted to one another. Thus you shall do for all the boards of the tabernacle. And you shall make all the boards of the tabernacle, 20 boards for one side, for the south side, and you shall make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards. 2 sockets under one board for its 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under the other board for its 2 tenons. In other words, there's going to be spikes sticking down out of these boards. Socket, and you shall make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, and the sockets under one board for its 2 tenons. Silver means what?
Redemption.
Redemption. Jesus Christ came in this world to redeem us. No other reason. The Mormon church will tell you that he came in there to have kids. They had at least 2 wives, and that Joseph Smith was a descendant of Mary Magdalene. Jesus did not come here to have children. He came here to redeem us. And all of our redemption stands upon this silver redemption. And for the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side, 20 boards. And their silver sockets, or sockets of silver, 2 sockets on the one board and 2 sockets on another board. And for the rear of the tabernacle to the west, you shall make 6 boards. 6 is the number of man. 1.5 cubits each. And you shall make two boards for the corner of the tabernacle to the rear. And they shall be doubled beneath, and together they shall complete to its top to the first ring. Thus it shall be with both of them, and they shall form two corners. And there shall be 8 boards with their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. Each one of these, if you study numerics, means something. Each one, each number does. Then you shall make bars of acacia wood, rods, bars. 5 for boards on one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards on the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards on the other side of the tabernacle to the rear and side of it. How many of them? 5. 5, 5, 5. 5 is the number of grace. In a primary way, and most absolutely, all things point to Christ, but in these boards, as we stand on those silver sockets, this tabernacle is a type of the church in the church age. Each and every one of us, redeemed human beings, are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, gold, and we stand upon the redemption of Him. And the middle bar in the center of the board shall pass through from end to end. And you shall overlay the boards with pure gold, and make the rings of gold as holders on the bars, and you shall overlay the bars with gold. Jesus was human. Number 6, wood. He was human. He had the flesh of a man, but He was divine. The boards were covered with pure gold. And then you shall erect the tabernacle according to its plan, which I have shown you in the mountain. And you shall make a veil of blue and purple. A veil is a separation. It is a wall, so to speak. A purple and scarlet material, fine twisted linen. It shall be made with cherubim, the work of skillful workmen. And the cherubim on there are going to be the angels that have wings, and the wings are going to be pointing toward each other, just like on the Ark of the Covenant. And these are the witnesses that witness our salvation, our birth, our conception, our death, burial, and resurrection. And you shall hang on it 4 pillars of acacia overlaid with gold, and their hooks also being of gold, and their 4 sockets of silver. Wood, humanity, gold, divinity, sockets of silver, redemption. You shall hang up the veil under the clasp, and shall bring it into the Ark of the Testimony there within the veil, and the veil shall serve for you as a partition, as a wall between the holy place and the Holy of Holies. The Kadeshim, Kadesh and the HaKadeshim, the holy place and the Holy of Holies, Kadesh HaKadeshim. And you shall put the mercy seat on the Ark of the Testimony, Ark of the Covenant, in the Holy of Holies, Kadesh HaKadeshim. And you shall set a table outside of the veil, and the lampstand outside of the table on the side of the tabernacle towards the south, and you shall put the table on the north side. And you shall make a screen for the doorway of the tent of blue. The Holy of Holies is a type of heaven itself. The type of heaven itself. The holy place, the Kadesh, the holy place, is a type of Jesus in the world and churches and the members of the church in the church age. You shall make a screen for the doorway of the tent of blue and purple and scarlet material, fine twisted linen, the work of a weaver. And you shall make 5 pillars of acacia wood for the screen, and overlay them with gold. 5 pillars, wood, humanity, with divinity, covered with divinity. Jesus, when you looked at Him, you saw God. John 1:18 says, No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten God, that one being in the bosom of the Father, that one has led himself out. John 1:14 says, "And the Word, the Jehovah flesh, he became, and he dwelt among us, and we held the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus is all of these things. Every one of these things pointed to our Savior. "You shall make five pillars of acacia wood." Five's the number of grace. "For the screen, and overlay them with gold," divinity. "And their hooks also being of gold, and you shall cast five sockets of bronze for them." The sockets now are not silver, but the sockets are brass. The judgment of God fell upon Jesus Christ for our sins. The judgment of Jesus Christ fell upon, or the judgment of God fell upon Jesus Christ for our sins. All of these things point to Christ. All of these things tell a story of the redemptive factor of Jesus in the eternal plan of God. Our Father, we send this message out that you might be glorified in it, that your eternal purpose might be glorified in it. "As your Son stood as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world," this was always your plan, always, for him to come into the world to save us. "And every man that will ever be saved in the history of the world was saved because of the blood that Jesus shed on the cross, with your judgment upon him for the cause of all of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen."